Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live from hot Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, summertime is back, and we're back in the heat, and we're embracing it, and we're enjoying it. We're in there just in the low hundreds here, but we know the hotter days are coming, but that's okay. We're going to do what we need to do, and we're just grateful to be alive, okay? To all my old listeners, I'm so grateful that you made it back today, and wish you well, and hopefully you're having a blessed and positive day. And for all of my new guests, I just want to say thank you. And if you have been attracted to this ministry for today, it means you're in the right spiritual place where you need to be for what you need for your spiritual growth today. Okay, we're all where we need to be. We all are doing what we need to do based on what it is that we need as a spirit. Okay? So, you know, if you were not aware, this is a spiritual-based ministry, and we are not any dogma. We are not in a box. And so this is pure spiritual, metaphysical teachings here. So, again, I welcome you, and hopefully you will become one of the older listeners as well. Okay? So thank you for all of you who know how the format goes with the show. Let's first start with a prayer, as we usually do, and we will make this day no different than the other Sundays that we have, okay? So let's get started. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. Thank you, God, for all that you have allowed to show up in our lives. We thank you, God, for life this morning. We thank you for bringing us into another precious, wonderful day, knowing that you are the source and knowing that all is well and knowing that you're continuously blessing us and continuously giving us strength and inspiration and motivation to move to a higher state of consciousness, higher state of awareness. So we just say thank you, God, for continuing to allow us to experience this wonderful thing called life, and that we are growing and our spiritual consciousness and spiritual awareness every day that we are here on the planet. And we thank you, God, for all those divine beings who have been so supportive in helping the health condition and on the front line for the virus. And we ask you to continue to bless them and continue to give them protection. I've asked you, God, to please protect those individuals who are experiencing this dilemma, and that they too will be well and all will be good. We thank you, God, for the divine blessing for our government and for all the participants, that they will do what is in divine right order, God. You are in charge. This is your planet, and nothing happens here without your divine understanding and awareness. We know that you are in charge, and we totally accept the things that, even the things that we don't understand, we know that it all has a divine reason and divine purpose. So we say thank you for being God, and we are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. Well, beloved ones, we're going to get on with today's talk. One that's really interesting, at least I found it to be interesting, is the power of imagination. I've been thinking about whether I should have called it the power of imagination or I should have called it the power of creative imagination. So we're going to try to intertwine both of those thoughts and ideas, and they pretty much go together, you know. We're going to bring about the imagination and how to utilize your imagination to enhance your life and to help the quality of your life to improve. And your imagination is one of those gifts that God has given you. You didn't do anything special to earn it. It was given to you as a gift from your Creator to be able to utilize it and then to be able to take it to a level where it is for your highest good. And it is one of those things that you can definitely use to improve the quality of your life. If you tap into it, and if you know how to tap into it, you will be well pleased that you have opened your mind and your thoughts to the idea of utilizing your imagination to help you in your journey on this planet called Earth. Anyway, I want to start off with the saying, you have to see it to believe it. I'm going to say it again. You have to see it to believe it. All manifestation starts with a thought and a vision. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people will perish. Using your imagination is one of the most powerful gifts the Creator has given you. And believe me, God has given you a lot of gifts, beloved one. You have a lot of stuff in your storehouse of gifts that you can utilize and improve the quality of your life. But your ability to use your imagination is one of the most powerful gifts that you have. And that's why we're talking about it today, because it is so powerful. And if you believe this, if you're not able to imagine it, you cannot receive it. Point blank. If you're not able to see it, you cannot receive it. And when I say see it, I'm speaking about the inner mind. Okay? Not so much with your eyes, but it's good to maybe utilize your eyes too. But now we're talking about the inner eyes. Okay? It is a necessity that you learn to use creative visualization if you want to be able to expand your life, expand your consciousness, expand your awareness, expand anything that you so desire while you're here on this planet. You have to learn how to be creative in your thinking and creative in your visualization of those things, mostly your visualization. You see, it will help open up more of God's opulence in your life. And so all of us want more of God's opulence. If you were not concerned about God's opulence, there would be no reason to even wake up in the morning, because opulence don't necessarily mean monetary. Opulence mean great health. Opulence mean great spiritual consciousness, great relationships, great monetary aspects as well, but all the wonders and great things that the Creator has given to you. And some of those things you just automatically got free, but you want more of it. And that's when I talk about the opulence of God, okay? So whenever you heard me talk about opulence of God, don't automatically just go to money, because that is just one of the things that's in the basket of God's opulence. And so, okay, so we're saying God opulence. So I know when you see something, you can get it. And when I see you see it, you can hold it in a vision. Your opportunity to get it is more, prominent that it will come in your life if you can hold it in your mind's eye. See, there's been many books written about having a clear picture of what you want to help you enhance your opportunities of obtaining it. You heard people say, well, make a goal, but make sure you be precise and have a clear idea of what you want. If you wanted a new car, then you should be able to determine what color the car is, how it looks, what the body style. You need to be able to hold that image. You want a house, you should have a clear picture of that house and what you want. You know, if you want a relationship, you should be able to have something, not physically identify what the person looks like, but at least have a feeling of knowing what it is that you want that quality of that person to have that's going to come into your life, okay? Well, you want them tall, short, whatever, you can visualize that too, all right? So that's okay to be able to hold that thought and hold that idea in your mind, okay? So that's part of it. That's part of your mind, beloved one, that relate to pictures more than it do thought. It's like your mind can, what it sees, it locks into versus what it is. When it sees that picture or that image of that, it's easier to hold on to and take part of, okay? So that's what we're talking about today. If you know how to incorporate both your vision, your inner eye to see, and your thoughts to think, you enhance your possibilities of success by leaps and bounds, okay, to be able to have both of those qualities together. And it's very possible to have, because God has given you the mind to think and given you the inner mind to see with clear pictures. So you have all those things that you want and all things you need to help you see and help you to able to go forward in your life. And, of course, like I said earlier, when I speak to you about seeing, I'm talking about your inner mind, that part of your mind that is very, very necessity for you to be creative is in your inner mind and your inner eye inside of your mind, okay? By the way, beloved ones, I want you to grab your a pen and paper, because at the end of this program, I'm going to give you a little technique that I think that can be very creative to help you to be able to work more with visualization. So before we get close to the end, I remind you again, get you a piece of paper and a pencil, because you want to write this technique. I think it would be a big help to you, okay? So now you're holding it. Hold to be able to hold that vision in your head. I'm going to share with you just a story about the power of visualization. And I learned at a very early age about the power of being able to use my imagination to create the things that I want, okay? And if you look back in your life, you too probably had memories of times where you were creatively holding thoughts of something and it showed up in your life. But let me just share this with you. See, I grew up in the really rural part of Virginia. I grew up at the foothill of the Rocky Mountains. And it was really, I'm talking about really country, guys. I'm talking about being in the woods, far off of the highway. And it was good, though. I grew up on a farm with my grandmother, and we were a self-contained farm. So we was able to have everything we wanted. And of course, as a kid, I thought it was a harsh life. But as I got older, I realized what a quality of life that I really had to grow up on in that particular situation, you know. But see, my real parents, I went to live with my grandmother due to a separation in my parents. And my real parents lived in Washington, D.C. But as a kid, you know, you always crave the love of your parents, regardless of whether they're with you or not with you. You want to have their love and you want to be attached to them. It's just a normal instinct for a child to want to have that, okay? So growing up on this farm, we had a lot of horses, but, you know, and cows and all the other animals too. But I was a little too young, you know, I'm 3, 4, 5 years old. So I'm a little bit too young to go and ride horses by myself, although I did ride with other people on occasions, but I was too young to ride. But where we grew up was, like I said, I grew up in the foothills of the mountains, so there was a lot of forest, a lot of trees in the area, and lots of land. So I would walk back into the deep part of the woods by myself. I'm 5 or 6 years old, and I'm kind of just walking into the woods, you know, just not feeling any fear, because, you know, I just didn't know nothing to fear of. You know, although there were probably things back there in the woods that could have torn me from limb to limb, but I did not allow it to deter me in any kind of way. As a kid, I went forward. So what I did, I found this really big tree, and I guess from a storm, it had fell over. And it was like laying across part of the stream. And this big tree was just told me about going back by that big tree. And so what I did once I realized the big tree, I went back to the barn and I found a saddle in the barn, one of the saddles for the horses for riding. And what I did, I took the saddle from out of the barn. It was an old saddle. And I took it and I put the saddle on this tree. Yeah, I know it sounds a little weird, but that's what I did. I put the saddle on the tree as if it was a horse, okay? So every day that I got an opportunity, I would go back and I would get in the saddle and I would imagine that this tree was a horse. And I would visualize myself riding to Washington, D.C. to be with my parents. Every day I would hold that image of me. I could just visualize myself and I would, you know, like tell a horse to get up and go and do whatever it needed to do to get there. But I was holding that image of being with my parents in Washington, D.C. as I rode this imaginary horse. And guess what, beloved ones? One day, out of the blue, my mother and my new stepfather showed up and told me that I was now going to Washington, D.C. Okay? So even at that early point in my life, I learned how to use the power of imagination. Of course, I didn't understand it, but I do know when retrospect, I looked at it there and I saw that I was able to create something because I used my power. You know, we all have to, and kids are more creative thinking. Kids can imagine things. You talk to children, they imagine a lot of things, you know. They have a vivid imagination. As we get older, we stop imagining because we it gets so close to what we call reality, and we think reality is the real deal, but and we don't no longer allow ourselves to have an imagination. But as a kid, you have imagination. So that was one of the parts of my life where I was able to utilize my imagination and to be able to get to the place where I needed to go in order to be able to be with my parents that I really wanted to be. Although I love my grandmother, don't get it wrong. My grandmother was the sweetest person. Basically, who I am today is due to my grandmother. I love my mother and father, and they did all they could do. But my grandmother is the person who taught me about herbal medicine. She taught me about spirituality. She was very spiritual. So she gave me the things that I needed. So in retrospect, I realized now I needed to be there with my grandmother because she was the one who was able to bring those finite information to me and be able to do it. And so, guys, look, although I was, hoping that to my age to be able to go to D.C. be with my parents, but when they came to pick me up, oh, my God, I cried for 2 days because I was leaving my beloved grandmother. Oh, that was very, very traumatic to me, although I wanted to go to Washington, D.C., but leaving my grandmother was just like, oh, I was leaving, the everything that was meant to me. And I literally cried for 2 days. Even while I was in the car going back up the highway, I was crying for grandma. And so that was pretty traumatic for me. Now, once I arrived in the D.C., everything was pretty much as I imagined it. The house, the living, everything was pretty much as I imagined it, okay? So that was one of my experiences where the power of my imagination worked for me. And that was a thing that's really important to understand. Even as a child, you can create it, and probably more children utilize it than adults use it. Now, I had wanted to share one more story with you about the power of imagination. Now, I was at one point became a cosmetician, and I used to own a skincare salon in the Washington D.C. area for quite a while. And so, when I went to get my cosmetician license, you had to have two parts of the licensee. You had to take a written test, then you had to do a practical test where you would demonstrate in front of an instructor about, doing a real, like, European facial and being able to describe all the muscles in the face area. And a lot of muscles in your face if you were not aware of that. But you had to identify each muscle, and you had to be able to show the examiner exactly what you were doing. You had to talk your way through doing the facial and be able to do that. So what I did, because I was a little nervous about it. But what I did about 3 weeks before I would take the test, I would go and I would lay down, cross my bed, and I would relax my body, and I would visualize myself going in front of the examiner. Visualize myself going in front of an examiner, and I would say I would say what I thought, what I wanted her to say when I finished. I wanted her to say, "You did a great job," and that's what I would visualize myself talking to the examiner, and I say, "I want you to say I did a great job, okay, and beloved." And I did that every day, religiously, 20 days, and that's the technique I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, how to use that power of your imagination, creative imagination, to be able to create things that you want to have in your life. But anyway, in doing that process, when I went to take the test, I did a good job on the written part. She said, "You passed the written part. Now you got to go into the lab and do your on-hands part." And when I went and did the on-hand part, I just held that image, the same image that I was holding before, of me doing my facial, and I did it. And guess what, beloved? At the end of the process, she said, "You did a great job." Blew my mind. blew my mind, okay? So you see that when you can use your creative imagination, you can create your own future, loved ones. And, you know, the only thing about when you're doing that kind of work, you just got to be disciplined enough to do it. And even though I know that it works, and I know that it works 100% if you do it, there's sometimes where I just don't do it, and I know that I need to do it. But that's, you know, human nature. Sometimes we don't do what we need to do or what we should do. But creative visualization is a powerful thing. I just gave you two small examples. There's other things, too, but I won't go into other stuff. But those two things I can identify with, and I know that it worked perfect because I did it. And I really made it work in the way that it should have worked. So the truth is that your imagination holds your future, and you can take charge of your future, beloved ones. It's very simple. It's very easy. Just tap into that tool that the Creator has given you called imagination. Okay? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit now about what I shared with you about Proverbs 29:18. And this is very powerful, too, because this is another example of visualization. Moses, who was in charge of the Israelites when they left from their encapsulation and enslavement, when Moses brought the people through the desert and parting through the sea and the whole aspect of that, most of you have read the Bible or heard about the story of Moses and his journey. But anyway, Moses left the people and went up into the mountain for like 40, 50 days to pray and to get insight and get wisdom about where to go and what to do and how to go about doing it. And he left his assistant, Aaron, in charge of the people to make sure that everything went right, okay? Now, upon Moses' return back to the village where the people were, he found that they were totally out of control. They were totally out of control, beloved one. And Moses told them that they were totally screwed up and they were totally lost all their vision of where they wanted to do and what they wanted to do. Matter of fact, their situation was so bad and they were doing so much low energy vibrational stuff that Moses had to punish some of them, and I mean punish some of them very harshly, okay, because of what they were doing, the circumstances they had, what they were doing. And he would not allow it to go. He just did not want to see that happen, and he knows that they had lost their way. They were participating in all this low energy vibrational stuff like worshiping idols and miscellaneous sexual stuff. They just were totally out of control. And Moses was very frustrated because they were not in that situation when he left, but when he left, for some reason, Aaron was not able to keep them in proper mental vibration where they would no longer do these particular things. And so Moses had to come back and put the pressure on them. So thanks God, Moses was able to give them another vision of where it is they wanted to go in order to get to the promised land. So once he was able to get them back in that state of consciousness where they could begin to see where they needed to go and where they wanted to be at, they were A-okay, and Moses was able to get them there. But he had to bring them back and create a new image in their minds to be able to get them to the promised land because they had run so far off track. And they did that in 40 days, beloved one. So you can imagine what we do in a lifetime, how we get off track, okay? And so the collective mass consciousness of today is pretty much low vibration, okay? The mass consciousness of the people today on planet Earth, most people are living in low vibration. It's just the truth of the fact, beloved one. It's not that many positive vibrational people on the planet. And there are some, and thank God there are some, and they are moving into a higher state of consciousness. And I'm sure that most of all you folks here tuned in today are pretty high vibrational consciousness. If so, you wouldn't be listening to this kind of message. That means that you are spiritually in tune and you're consciously aware and you want to vibrate and be in a higher level of consciousness. But society as a whole, just ain't happening. And so the collective consciousness is one of the major problems of what the situation is, beloved one. And until we can change the collective consciousness of the masses, the world will continue to go in the direction that it go in. You can look into society and all the worlds and see wars and conflicts and all the other stuff that's happening. And that's because of people's collective consciousness. And they buy into each other's ideas and each other's thoughts. And instead of being individuals when they're thinking process, they just go along with the collective thinking of the masses. And when you buy into the collective thoughts of the masses, then you need to prepare yourself knowing that you're going to be in the same dilemma that most other folks that just collectively go through life and don't give thought about spirituality. They are more concerned with having food in their bellies, having a roof over their head, and just being comfortable to some level. Spirituality is nothing, is far beyond their understanding. A lot of them are religious. They follow some religious principles, but spirituality definitely is not something that they choose to be. You see, beloved ones, I just want to share this with you so you have a better understanding of what I'm saying. And John, in 1 John, chapter, verse 15, it says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of their Father is not in them." The love of their Father is not in them. I'm going to repeat that to you, okay? It says, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of their Father is not in him." Okay? Do you get that, guys? Other words, if you get so caught up in the world, then you are missing out on God. Because God, see, I cannot overemphasize to you. Planet Earth is a school. We as souls came here to be able to learn and to be in this school, in this classroom. We chose this. We chose to be here. So you got all kinds of spirits here working on karma of all nations and all kinds of things, okay? So there is no perfection here in the idea of people, because people are working on their spiritual understanding, their karma of whatever they have created in their previous relationships. They are coming here to work on that. In addition, they come here also to be able to help humanity as a whole. But most people are coming here to work on their previous situation, their previous life. And you and I are no better or no worse than any other person on the planet. So don't judge just because somebody else is working through something that maybe you are fortunate on. You don't have to work for it, because at some point in your spiritual journey, you too have had to be working through things. And people would observe you and say, you weren't being correct or you were not being right. We all have to learn. We all go through this process of, you know, incarnating and learning to be better and to be of higher nature and learning how to live in high vibration. But now that you're here and you're aware and you're conscious of it, then you definitely need to step up and do what you need to do. It's up to each one of us to control our destiny, beloved one. Each one of us are responsible to control our destiny. Stop looking for help outside of yourself to be able to help you, okay? You can get assistance from other human beings to help you in your journey, but your real power comes from within you. Your I Am presence, which is God inside of you, your guardian angels who are there with you all the time, your ascended angels and ascended hosts, ascended masters are there. That's where the power is. The power is not in the idea of the collective consciousness, beloved one. And you know exactly what I'm talking about because you are in tune and aware of that, you who are conscious. And if you listen to this, I'm sure you're pretty conscious about that. But, you know, being able to do that is done through you being able to picture in your mind what you desire. Picture in your mind what you desire. Have a vision of what you truly desire and what you truly want in your life, beloved one. The vision will make the difference. The vision will make the desire. Remember I told you, without vision, people will perish. Okay? So you need to have a vision. You need to have a picture that projects that which you want to show up in your life. Not going around just allowing life to be willy-nilly. Whatever shows up, shows up. You have the, if that's the way you want to live, okay. But you have the ability to have more control of the direction of your life by you being able to visualize what you want in your life. And visualizing it is more powerful than even thinking it, okay? And when you're not, when you find yourself not creating or living the life that you think that you're visualizing, then it's time for you to reload your film. You know, it's just like a movie, which you need to begin to reload your mind picture, your image that you can create for yourself. And you want to be able to allow that to show up in the matter that you wanted to show up, because you have the ability to do these things, beloved one. You are in control. And just like the human mind is very finite in what it is that it will bring to you. Your mind brings whatever you are able to put into it and allow it to go into your subconscious mind. And see, when you create these pictures, when you have these images, it goes directly into the subconscious. Whereas if your thought goes into your conscious mind, and your conscious mind filter these things and allow it to go into your subconscious based on if the conscious mind feels it is necessity or something that will be something that you need, or even if something you don't need, if you have the feeling you're emotionally tied to it, it happens because your thought process goes into your subconscious mind. Where your visualization, the image of where you're holding, will go directly into your subconscious mind. Test me, brothers and sisters. Try it. Hold an image of something that you want. And if you're able to hold that image long enough and be consistent to it and have emotional and feel the attachment of what you want in that vision and in that picture, that inner picture in your mind, your subconscious mind will pick it up, okay, and pick it up and pick it up quickly, okay? But you have to do the work. You have to do the work. And what I'm going to do, I want to sort of share with you a little bit about a technique that I found that worked for me, because, you know, I want to give you something that you can work for and something that you can have to you. So if you have your pencils, be prepared. And if you miss it and you don't get all what I'm telling you to do today, just go back and listen to the program. You can always go back and re-listen to this, okay? Because sometimes our minds don't pick up things that we need to do. And any technique or any process that I share with you, you have to be willing to have the discipline to do the work for the other one. It only works if you do the work. So if you are a procrastinator, then you need to work on procrastination in order to be able to get to the next level, to be able to be to do what you need to do, because procrastination is the enemy of the people, for real. Okay, if you are a procrastinator, then you need to work on your procrastination, because you're not going to accomplish much in life as long as you constantly keep procrastinating and not doing what you need to do, beloved one. So put that aside. If you procrastinate, work on overcoming your procrastination before you do anything else in your life in order to be able to bring more perfection in your life, because procrastination will destroy you. You will, whatever it is that you think you want to do, if you procrastinate on it and put it off and put it off and put it off, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen, okay? So we have to learn how to utilize the thing and step into it. And what I find that most time, if you step into something and you do it, you're able to do it and stop putting it off. Just say, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it and carry through, you know? Just carry through, and you will find that procrastination will get behind you too. I'm going to do a show soon about procrastination, because procrastination has its own characteristics, because we see a lot of times procrastination is part of a character flaw in each one of us that causes us to put things off, okay? Because you don't want to deal with the reality of things, so you put things off, and you don't want to be bothered with them, okay? So we're going to do a show on procrastination, and so you have a better understanding of that too, because I need you to overcome your procrastination in order to get you to move to the next level, okay? So, but anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about this technique of how we can utilize our creative imagination, okay? So when you start your process of what you need to do, I want you to, and I don't want you to do it right now, I just want you to listen, okay? But you need to find someplace comfortable, a real comfortable place where you will not be disturbed and you can be relaxed, okay? And no one, the phone is not ringing, unplug the phone, put the dog out, you know, put the children in, let the children be in another part of the house, and where you can just have total solace to yourself for 20 minutes. That's what it takes, about 20 minutes to do this technique I'm telling you to do about. But it is life-changing, okay? Now, once you found your comfortable place, and I prefer just laying on the bed or laying on the couch. It seems to work better when you lay down for some strange reason. But if you can't do that, then find your real comfortable chair and just sit there and be comfortable. Now, what I want you to do, once you do that, I want you to take in 4 to 5 really deep breaths. And I'm talking about, when I said deep breath, I want you to take these breaths in from your stomach up. Too many of us shadow breathe, okay? If you really want to bring about changing your life, learn to breathe from your stomach up, okay? So I want you to take these deep breaths from your stomach and hold the breath. And when you hold it, I want you to let it out very slowly, okay? And just let it out. And every time you do that, it will begin to relax your body more and more. Okay, now you have done the breath. Now I want you to begin to talk to your body. I want you to begin to tell your muscles and your nerves to totally relax. And how do you do that? Starting from your toes, your head. I want you just to say, toe muscles, relax. Foot muscles, relax. Nerves, I want all my nerves in my feet and toes to totally relax. And work your whole body up through your legs and just relax each and every muscle and nerve in your body. And you will feel yourself. Now, if you're tired, I wouldn't suggest you to do this because it's going to put you to sleep, okay? So you want to be able to do it where your mind is still somewhat active, because you're going to go into the delta state. And that's the state that you go in just before you go to sleep. So if you're tired, it's going to put you to sleep. So please do this when you're not tired, okay? So now that you have started relaxing yourself and to beginning to breathe deeply, you're beginning to relax all your muscles. I want you now, once you have totally relaxed all your muscles and your body is feeling totally relaxed, you're feeling almost like you're limp, okay? Now, once you get to that state, I want you to now imagine yourself on an escalator. I want you to see yourself getting on an escalator, going down. The escalator going down is where you're going to be able to go. That's going to take you into the delta state of your brain, of your mind, where you're really of relaxation, and at the delta state where you can really be more creative. Now, as you get on this escalator and the escalator begins to go down, I want you to count from 15 to 1 backwards. Okay, I want you to count backwards in your process of doing this. Count backwards. Count each time that you decide to, every step on the escalator as you go down, count yourself descending into a deeper state of consciousness. You see yourself becoming more and more relaxed. With each number, just tell yourself, I'm becoming more and more relaxed. And once you get all the way down in the escalator, you get to the first floor, you get to the last step is where you begin to do your creative work. Once you're at the bottom of the escalator, you are now in the delta state of your mind, a very powerful, powerful place, beloved one, for you to be in the delta state of your mind. Once you're in the delta state of your mind, I want you to now begin to hold that image of whatever it is that you want to show up in your life. Just hold that image. And when you're holding that image, I not only want you to see with your mind's eye this thing that you want so much in your life, I want you to be able to feel yourself enjoying that thing that you so desire, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a material thing, whatever it is, better health, whatever. I want you to see how you would feel enjoying it. You're feeling it, you're adding your feeling, and you're holding that image, okay? And when the process is doing, other thoughts will come too, but you just dismiss the other thoughts. You just hold, keep going back to the image of what it is that you want to do. Because remember, you're in the delta state of your mind now, and that's where it's easy for it to go right into your subconscious mind from your creation, and you just continue to do that. Okay, now that you have held that and did that for about 10 minutes, and you just got to use your imagination, about 10 minutes. Now you are ready to come up out of your delta state. And it is important to be able to come out of it as you went into it, okay? Now, I want you to, once you have your vision, and you're ready to come back up, you're ready to wake up and come back into your main part of your world, I want you to now go back to the escalator. And we're going to get on the escalator going up, okay? We're going to be going up at this time. And we're going to do a count too. But this time, you're going to count from 1 to 10, okay? And see yourself going up the escalator. As the escalator move up, you start with 1 and you start with 2. And as the escalator goes up, just tell yourself, I'm waking up. I'm coming back to normalization. The day is going to be great. And anything positive you want to say about yourself, but just see yourself becoming fully awake until you get to 10 and you're at the top of the escalator and you're up and you're woke. And once you come up to that state, your body, you may feel a little groggy. Your body wants you to sort of just move your neck area, move your hand, move your feet until you feel you're back in your body and you're doing what you need to do at that particular time. Okay? Beloved ones. This technique I just told you about is powerful. It is very, very powerful. I don't take my word for it. Try it and see what it is that you begin to experience and what will come out of this experience once you decide to do it, okay? Very, very powerful technique, and it works all the time, you know, when you do it. And, you know, like I said, it takes discipline to do it. But once you start doing it, you'll use it for your practicality and way that you need to do to help improve the quality of your life, okay? It will help you to improve the quality of your life and help bring about the things that the Creator wants you to have in your life, okay? So take this technique down. And if you need assistance with that, you can always go to my website and you can send me an email, okay, and let me know, and I'll be willing to help you and help you walk you through this process, because this is life-changing kind of stuff to be able to do these things and to be able to have access to this type of information and knowledge. It's not difficult at all, but you just have to be able to do it. And once you try it a couple of times, you'll do it just like you've been doing it before, because your mind will remember the steps that I told you. And like I said, if you don't remember the steps, go back and re-listen to this part, at least to this part of the show, and walk yourself through it and write it down, jotly. And if you're not, just send me an email and I will help you. If you don't want to go to the website, you can email me at minister.jbrowning@gmail.com. And I'll be more than willing to help you and assist you in any way to be able to bring this about in your life and to be able to utilize this tool to help you to improve the quality of your life by using this visualization technique, okay? It works, guys. It works. And you got to have a vision. If you don't have a vision, you're going to perish. You're not going to – and you might not leave the planet, but life will not work out the way that you want it to be if you have no vision idea of where you want to go. And, of course, creative visualization, which I just explained to you, is the vehicle that one can use and take to help you to be able to get to that level much faster by using that creative visualization technique. Okay? Yes, you can just use your imagination. If doing the visualization technique is challenging for you, I don't see why it would be. But anyway, if that's challenging for you, just start holding a vision of what it is. But if you do the way I told you with the creative visualization, it will work quicker and you'll get a better and positive response, okay? And I want you to be able to get a positive response for you and utilize these gifts that God has given us. Beloved one, your Creator loves you so much that he has given you everything that you could possibly imagine that you would need in order to be able to have a wonderful and marvelous life here on planet Earth. So tap in to your gifts and be able to utilize them. And you'll be able to assist someone else in their journey. And, you know, to be able to help. People need help these days. And you are all light workers, whether you know it or not. You're listening to this program. I mean, you're a light worker. You are tuning in. You are spiritually aware and you're spiritually conscious of who and whom you are. And so that means the Creator has a task for you. And your task is to be able to increase your life, but not only increase life, but to be able to share and to care for others and help in their growth process. So take responsibility, beloved, first of all, for your life, then begin to share and to help others in their growth process. You are capable and that you are able, and the Creator has given you everything you need to use in order to be able to get there. Okay? You are gods and goddesses, as I tell you every week, that you are, and that's who you are. So start utilizing your talent, utilizing your gifts, especially your spiritual gifts, and you have many, many of them. Your imagination is just one of the gifts that you have, which is happened to be one of the most powerful ones, but you have many other gifts too, okay? And as we go through this process, we're going to talk about utilizing the other gifts that the Creator have given you. At some point, okay? And we're definitely going to do this show on procrastination because I'm realizing a lot of people are having challenges with this thing called procrastination, which seems to be so overwhelming in life. But there's a purpose and there's a reasoning behind that, beloved one. It ain't just coincidental that you're doing, that you are caught up in this procrastination thing. If you're caught up in it, there's something going on inside of you that's causing it to happen. And we're going to talk about how to open and revamp and to bring that out so that won't be your nemesis anymore, okay? All right? So I'm so grateful that each one of you have taken time to come in this week, and we're going to close out with prayer, as we usually do. But for all of my old listeners, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And some of you tune in, I just feed off your energy, and I need your support. And although you're not here in the physical space, I can feel your energy, and the whole audience can feel your energy. Believe me, beloved one, energy is real. Energy is something that ooze outside of us. Whether you're here or in a foreign country, if you tap in and send your energy, other beings can feel their energy. And I have people here on the line that I need their energy to help me to be able to do this program. Okay? So tune in, stay in, and be supportive, please, beloved one. Your listening is supportive. That gives me the motivation and the strength to continue to do this because of your energy and your help and your assistance. So you're playing a part in this ministry, even though you may not realize it. You are. You're bringing your energy to the show. Okay? Pray, beloved one. Father, Mother God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you for this lesson of using our imaginations, being able to determine our destiny though by holding a mental picture in our minds to be able to get there. We thank you, God, for opening up our mind and giving us wisdom and knowledge to be able to utilize the gifts that you have given us. And we know this gift is a powerful gift. And we ask you, God, and to give us discipline to go forth and do what we need to do to enhance our lives and to be able to improve the quality of our lives by utilizing one of the gifts that you have given us, one of these precious gifts that you have given. We will not squander it or not waste it, but we will utilize your gifts, God, because this is a gift that you have given us, and we want to be able to take advantage of it. So we say thank you, God, for the gift of imagination that will help us to be able to improve the quality of our lives. We thank you, God, for all the things that show up in our lives this week, knowing that everything is in divine order. Even if we're not aware and conscious of some of the things that show up, we know it is all working out for the good. So we said, thank you, God. We continuously pray for our physical temples. Keep these temples strong. Keep our bodies strong. Keep us in a right state of mind. Keep us in high frequency and high consciousness. Allow us to be able to ascend above worldly things. Allow us to operate in the world without being part of the world. Allow us to rise above the collective consciousness of the masses of people. Allow us to be able to have our own individual thoughts and individual power in you, God, knowing that we are one with you under all circumstances. We are one with you and you're one with us, and we focus on our inner self, our inner being, being you, God. We do not allow ourselves to get distracted from those things outside, that we will stay focused on you, God, the source. You are the source of everything that show up in our lives. So we utilize that source, knowing we are connected to you in every aspect of our lives and that you are one. We pray, dear God, for divine blessing for our country. We pray for divine protection for our political leaders, that they will come in a state of consciousness where they will be able to do and to operate in the level for to help the masses of people, to be able to help the people. Give them right mind. And if they're not doing the right thing, God, eliminate them in those positions, God. We pray for divine understanding on a political realm like we've never had before. We need your God. We need your protection here in America and in the world, God, to be able to show up more and to be able to guide those leaders so they will do the right thing to help people in their journey. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and so it is. I thank you, beloved ones. Have a wonderful and marvelous week, and we'll talk soon. For all my old listeners, thank you for tuning back in. You're wonderful. I love each one of you. Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Have a marvelous day.